Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Build your future with Trade Institute of Victoria.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and right now we're joined by legendary Australian comedian Dave O'Neill.
Last time this man joined us, he was telling us about his many podcasts.
Yeah, I do The Junkies with Kitty Flanagan. That's all about snack food. And then there's Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins. We do that at his aged care facility.
To find out what he's up to this year, please welcome Dave O'Neill.
Good to have you in, Dave O'Neill.
Here's he.
Oh, that's going, everybody.
I still get introduced as Dave Hughes on stage.
It
happened at the last gig we did. That's,
that's right. We're at a gig.
And the MC actually. He took it quite serious.
Eddie had.
Very serious, and introduced him as Dave Hughes. And we're all going, oh, no.
I'd like to have Hughes's money.
But you are the podcast king.
Yeah, there's a lot of money in that.
Yeah. Is there any money in it?
There's money starting, but you get a few ads and stuff, you know. You do it because you love it, Billy and JB. That's why you do it, because you love it. I do it with Glenn Robbins. He's loaded anyway. So he doesn't have to worry about money.
Tell us about that one, because it's called Somehow Related.
Yeah, and you get two topics. We get two topics and you've got to work out how they're related.
Yeah.
So the other day we did Italy and red underpants, and there's some connection there.
How?
And so, well, because on New Year's Eve, everyone wears red underpants in Italy.
In Italy.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently. Right. And so we spoke to Kate Langbrook because she lived in Italy for a year. Yeah, and a couple of years, and so she didn't know, but anyway, she's always fun to talk to.
Well, we had a little snippet of that sent to us, Dave, and let's have a listen.
Let's call her up.
Hey, buongiorno.
Kate, we haven't spoken in a long time, but I just want you to know we're actually doing our podcast, and we've rung you. So don't say anything inappropriate, because you are going out to our listeners right now.
You
number one,
disrespectful.
What the hell?
What about Glenn? Use your imagination there, what she said.
Glenn was trying to set it up and be all, do the right thing.
Yes.
She's gone back.
Oh, I've known Kate for a long time, man. You can't hold her back, Kate Langbrook. There's no way.
And then the latest topic was David Bowie and Scouts.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you the connection there is that David Bowie did his first gig at a scout hall.
So,
yeah.
So do you know this or you work it out?
No, we work it out. Well, the computer tells us the answer at the end.
Computer?
The computer assistant.
No. But were you in scouts or cubs?
Absolutely.
Because you look like a scout boy.
My dad was a scout leader. And don't worry, there wasn't a court case, as we say. And when I did radio with Hughesy, when there was a lull in the conversation, he always say, tell the audience again how old you were when you left scouts. I'm like, 24. So I was a scout for a long time. But you can be a venturer and a rover as well.
Did you go that?
Yeah, I was a rover. Yeah.
You were a rover?
Yeah, I was a rover. Yeah, but scouts. I was in the gang show too. Are you guys cool enough to know what the gang show is?
No.
It's the theatre show that Girl Guides and Boy Scouts put on every year. It's done all around Australia. Yeah.
I know that.
And Shane Jackson was in it. Kenny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my first pash in the gang show.
Nice.
What was his name?
There it is.
Ging gang, gully 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 gully. Ging gang goo.
Tell us.
We love the scouts.
Tell us about working with Glenn Robbins. We all know Glenny.
Uncle Arthur.
Oh, he's funny.
He's Uncle Arthur, but also Russell Coit. He's loved by Australia.
He's an icon. Like, honestly, we went to Perth and did a gig, and we turned up to this sailing club. And they always assume I'm his driver and security because I'm a big guy. So the guy, the Commodore meets him there, and the Commodore, and he's like, Glenn, such a big fan of yours. Here's some champagne arrival. Then he looks at me and he goes, your driver can have a mineral water, and sort of pushes me to the side. Glenn's like, no, he's another comedian, that guy. Oh,
didn't he think it was K.D. Lang?
No, that's me. No, he's obviously not a fan of lesbian crooners from Canada. But no, Glenn is quite a character. You know, his mother was in aged care for a while, and he was in the lift, and some woman asked him what room was he in. So I know he's in his 60s, but anyway.
Gee, he's been funny. You just look at him. He's one of those blokes you look at.
Kath and Kim.
Yeah.
Oh, everything he touches turns to gold.
Yeah, it's incredible. That's why I hooked my wagon to him. I'm still waiting. We're doing this podcast for about 7 years. We're still waiting.
Still waiting for your big day.
Yeah, exactly.
And you do one with who else? Kitty Flanagan.
Kitty Flanagan.
Yep.
Talk about snack food, because obviously I'm fat and I love snack food. I love twisties and that kind of stuff.
Which one's cheese? Or
I like cheese. Yeah.
Don't
I
eat
like
chicken.
Chicken. I love chicken too, but I prefer cheese.
Right, okay.
Yeah. What are you?
I'm a chicken. I love chicken.
Yeah, you're the elbows. Yeah. The Prime Minister is a chicken.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he famously said he was a chicken. And twisty man, that's right. Yeah,
I don't get though. Explain this to me, Dave. Why you have to be one or the other? Like you can enjoy both.
I know that's okay. True. That's true.
But everyone seems to think you got to choose.
But Albo said, "I love kicking and twisty. Yeah, great.
That's Albo.
Yeah, that's Albo." Dad, you can't do that. You'll get cancelled if you do that. Apparently, I emphasise the lift too much because he's got a bit of a lift. Yeah. Lift.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not going to be easy under Albanese. Well, you'll be eating mutton under Dutton. Don't get under Barnaby Joyce. He's got 8 kids already. Anyway, my kids are always onto me about getting cancelled because I've got one at uni now.
Oh,
he's doing arts. I'm so proud. And that's what I did. That's what his mother did. And he's like, "You're going to get cancelled." He's just worried that, you know, he'll have to leave uni and get a job if I get cancelled. He could be the breadwinner of the family.
Did you live out where? Out the sticks there?
No, I'm northern suburbs. Yeah. I'm northern. Clifton Hill. There's nothing remarkable about my suburb except as you go over the Heidelberg Road flyover, and I reckon people imagine it. There is a McDonald's right next to a brothel. Have you seen?
No, I have not.
Have you seen that? No. Anyone seen that?
No.
You don't know the name of that one? Or?
Yeah.
Scarlet Lady.
No.
Oh, yeah. But don't worry, it doesn't say that on your credit card statement, guys. Clifton Hill Cafe.
Hey, we need to take a little break with you, Dave O'Neill. More to discuss, including shows coming up.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And no, that's when probably we were better friends, not now.
Exactly.
Dave O'Neill joins us, who, by the way, has a show this Thursday night, JB, at the Truwell Estate out near Broadford and Seymour. Just head to truwellestate.com.au/what's-on for tickets.
Wow. Where is the Truwell
Estate? It's near Seymour. It's near Seymour. And I'm with Evan Hocking, whose brother Heath, of course, was an Essendon legend.
Yeah, hard nut.
Yeah, and then I'm also on with Brad Oakes, who loves the pies, not the team, the actual.
Yeah, he's just eating the hot one.
And he doesn't like being told.
No, he doesn't, but he actually loves the Magpies. So anyway, I don't know. You know, it's going to be a good night Thursday night.
It's up in the Golden Valley there. Oh, is it beautiful. On the Golden River that way?
Oh, I hope so. I don't know.
Well, you don't know.
I've never been there. Hopefully I'll get one of those excellent, what do they call them, craft beers.
Oh, aren't they great?
Are they?
No.
I prefer the old school.
I was talking about this the other day because who did we speak to who was a Solomon heir?
Oh, no.
Wine person.
Yeah, well done.
How did you know that's what he was saying?
Well done, Dave.
Merrick Watts.
I'm a bit like you. Oh, Merrick loves his wine. Yes.
But why not just have a nice Carlton draft at these wineries?
Exactly.
Why wouldn't they have
that? Exactly. And it always annoys me when they go, "We made it here." I'm like, is that good? You don't go to the chemist and go, "Can I get some antibiotics?" "Oh, we've got the stuff from the factory," or "We've got some we made here." I prefer my beer made with a... when someone's wearing a hairnet, because all the beer makers are hipsters now. They've got beards and stuff.
And they're fruity.
Yeah, no, he's got a hint of watermelon.
Yeah, you know. We don't want that.
No.
So, Jim, that's what I was trying to say. Just I want for
something
the beer
that,
drinkers.
Something that makes me vomit on a train on the way home. Yeah, that's what I want.
Smack bang on the Golden River.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be lovely.
Ah, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful.
Oh, well, I bought some wine the other day, Dave. And after just 3 bottles of wine at my local bottler, and the bloke goes, "Do you want one of these beer? You want one of them for free?" And I looked at it, and they looked like an elongated Red Bull can, with lime beer or cranberry beer or something else beer.
No good.
And I went, "Why do I want that?"
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like I don't understand why you would want that.
Well, all the young, you know, I've got a 9-year-old. They all love that kind of stuff, but they're also into vaping.
Vaping.
Well, as my 14-year-old, a lot of his friends vape, and they all think they're tough. But it's hard to be tough when you smell like strawberry shortcake. That's what I say. Here come the blueberry boys. Because remember, in our day, smoking was used to intimidate people on the trains and stuff.
They were tough guys,
and so they. They'd have their Winnie Blues and they take a breath and they go, "What are you looking at?" And then they blow the smoke in your face. You're like, "Oh, I don't know." Now they're just like with their vapes, like, "What are you looking at?" "Oh, that's nice. What is that?" Papaya?
They used to smoke during footy games.
Who?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. They're in the good old days. Even in the VFL, AFL.
Yeah, no
they'd have a whiskey at 3/4 time when it's cold.
I went to Vicky Park, one of the last Collingwood games against the West Coast Eagles, and I was standing behind 4 Collingwood supporters who were smoking a great big spliff.
Oh, right.
It's right in front of me. Wow. Like they're only about 3 metres from the edge of the ground.
Collingwood.
And
Collingwood.
It was just reeking of marijuana smoke. Tell me this, with regard to your kids. Are your kids like me, and that is they drink whatever I pay for.
Yes.
And then never replace it. Do your kids do that?
Never replace anything. That's right. And, you know, I've got, how old, 14, so he can't drink.
No.
You can have a bong, but that's
vape.
14, 16, and 19. And it's, you know what, it's like being in the, they fight all the time. So it's like being stuck in the middle of a really shit court case that you can't escape.
Yeah.
Because you're meant to be like the UN and keep the peace, but you can't resort to violence.
Yeah.
Whereas all our dads, they were like the Taliban. You know what I mean? They used a public thrashing to sort out all their disputes.
And then it was all over.
Yeah, it was all over.
Done,
quickly.
And then we move on.
Wouldn't matter where it was, in the front lawn, bloody Nana's funeral, whatever. Dad was sorted out. But we can't hit the kids. So you can't hit them.
No, you can't do that anymore, Dave.
Not at all. Well, I mean, I got hit by my parents, my teachers, even strangers had a crack at me. So, and Dad used to thank them when the guy in the milk bar used to belt us. Dad, yeah, he deserved that.
That's it. Without even finding out what you did.
Yes. And the other thing that shocked me when I had teenagers was parent-teacher night. Now, you would have, all guys, you would have been through this.
Yep.
When the kid comes with you and sits with you as the teacher lies to your face about your own child.
Yeah, how good they are.
Yeah, how good they are. You're like, you check the name. Is it O'Neill?
Yeah.
But of course, in our day, we wouldn't go. There's no way you'd go. You'd stay at home and you pretend to be asleep under your Star Wars doona. Then you'd hear the station wagon coming around the corner. You'd hear the back door. I'd hear the back door banging open. I could hear Dad pulling off his belt and Mum saying, don't go too hard on them, Kevin.
Kevin O'Neill.
Kevin O'Neill.
Did you ever get the cane?
At school we got the belt.
Oh, I got the belt at school.
Feather duster too at primary school. Yeah, which was, that was like a cane.
Mm.
My dad, when he was at school, the guy had a number of canes named after different planets. So he goes, I think we'll be getting Mars today. They're learning about planets while they're getting thrashed. Anyway, someone was telling me today that when the kids are naughty these days at primary school, you just go to like the butterfly room where you get sent and you get to look at an iPad or?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, no, no.
Have you heard about the butterfly room? No. The butterfly room, look at an iPad or bounce a ball or something.
Bounce a ball.
Well, I had this thing at my kids' school, it happens at schools. They had the opening of the friendship tree. Now, I'm like, what's that? We didn't have that at primary. He goes, oh, it's a special tree you go to when you're feeling sad and lonely and you can meet other sad and lonely kids.
Oh.
Yeah, I've seen that tree. No one goes near it. It's like.
Why would you?
The kids at the friend. He goes, did you have a friendship tree at your school, Dad? I'm like, oh, behind the shelter sheds, I suppose. I don't know.
I like it.
Kevin's on fire.
How do we get these tickets to get along?
Just Google a Trawall. Go on Facebook. It's on the stake. This Thursday. Just turn up.
Turn up.
Yep.
Oh, it'd be a bit of fun. That'd
Bloody
be good.
Oath it will.
Bloody oath.
It's dinner and show or just a show only, whatever you want to do.
Trawallestate.com.au/whatson is where you get your tickets.
And the other thing is these podcasts.
Yeah, you just go where you find your podcast, check them out. They're all out there.
Righto. Beautiful.
Good work. Good
thanks,
to see
guys.
Come on, you Dave. Brilliant.
Dave O'Neill on Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Start on your way to becoming a registered builder with the Trade Institute of Victoria. Head to tib.vic.edu.au. RTO 21920.